Over 1 million Massachusetts voters have applied to vote by mail in the September 1st primaries. The Office of Secretary of the Commonwealth, Bill Galvin, reported today that over 149,000 voters have already returned their ballots. The surge in interest in voting by mail comes with concern the U.S. Postal Service might not be able to handle the deluge of ballots. The Postmaster General announced Tuesday he would suspend cost-cutting initiatives until after November. Speaking with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill, Springfield's Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola Lopez said there have been no issues with the mail service.
At this point, we have had a really good outcome as far as the communication with our local postmaster here, Joseph Conti, and he's actually had pickups done here at City Hall. And has labeled, the way the ballots are labeled, it says state primary or state election, and they are taking all of those state election ballots, please rush, are coming here fairly quickly. I haven't seen any real delays on our end. You know, the closer we get to election day, definitely I would be concerned, but right now we're in the phase where the ballots are coming here daily. Voters are receiving them daily, and it doesn't seem to be a problem here as far as I've seen.
But your advice to folks would be don't hang on to the ballot too long. Is that correct?
I would say so. I would say if you know who you're voting for and if you're going to cast that ballot, you know, once you receive it, mark it, sign it, follow the instructions that are enclosed, and then just send it back to us. We've had people who are dropping them off here because City Hall has installed a drop box that's secure and it's in the rear of the building. So that's another option that I've seen people take advantage of.
And that's a good alternative if people maybe are leery about the mail.
Yes, yes. And I encourage it if you can make it down to City Hall and if that is a concern of yours. The drop box is being checked periodically. As a matter of fact, my staff and I were here over the weekend, and at one point we came in at, 10 o'clock in the morning and emptied out the ballot box. So people are taking advantage of it over the weekend as well.
Early voting in person will be starting shortly, and explain how that's going to work given the concerns about the virus.
So early voting is going to take place as it always has in terms of the timing and the locations are going to be one here in City Hall, and then there's going to be another alternate location at another site. We've done a walkthrough of both buildings and kind of spaced out the voting booths. I think the only difference would be from this year versus past early voting is, the PPE that's going to be there for the poll workers and for the voters. So the state has provided us with masks, gloves, wipes, sanitizing liquid. And so we're going to have that available at each of the early voting sites. And then we're also going to have the actual voting booths themselves spaced 6 feet apart so that when a voter goes in, they vote their ballot. They do it so in kind of their own little bubble. And the pencils that we typically have for the voters, instead of using the full-size pencils, we've purchased small golf pencils where people will be able to vote, and they take that pencil with them when they leave.
Will voters have to wear masks when they come into the voting locations?
Voters are expected to wear masks. If they forget, we do have extra masks that will be available. We do understand that there are some people who have health conditions who choose not to wear masks, and those people will not be turned away.